turning to you, last month, a $250 million satellite called Hitomi was launched into space to study supermassive black holes, your area of interest, neutron stars and galaxy clusters using gamma rays and X-rays. But something I hear appears to have gone wrong. The Japanese have lost contact with this satellite, and the US Joint Space Operations Center has detected space debris floating, perhaps where it should be. Is this something awful that has happened? What's gone on?
Well, I hate to be a pessimist, but it doesn't look good. Just for the listeners, it's worth mentioning that this is going to be the next in the line of Japanese, or JAXA, which is their version of NASA, X-ray satellites. This was going to be the sixth. And on board, it had this amazing instrument called the microcalorimeter. And essentially, it allowed us to look, not with great spatial resolution, but incredible energy resolution. So emission from neutron stars, black holes, they emit over a wide range of energies. You're allowed to look at very, very fine energies with this. So it was going to revolutionize the way we look at certain objects. However, there was a problem. It was launched on the 17th of February, and contact was lost on the 26th of March, which is a terribly short lifespan for something which cost $273 million. So, as you said, the US Joint Space Operations Center observed a breakup into 10 pieces on the 26th of March. And in fact, it's now 10. There's no evidence that the spacecraft was hit by debris, even though there is a lot in orbit. And possibilities were that it could have been the helium gas, so you actually need liquid helium to cool this brand new form of detector, or battery explosion, or a stuck open thruster, or something like this. And they thought the recovery may require months, but they were still optimistic. However, the news is less great now. So it turns out they're pretty certain what happened was that there was an instrument that told the spacecraft that it was rolling, but there wasn't a roll. And so the thrusters kicked in to counteract this invisible roll. And so it started actually rolling. And then it started to get out of hand. And so it went into safe mode, which caused the most powerful thrusters, to kick this in into an even more powerful roll. And it just spun round and round and then threw itself to pieces, sadly. So the outlook is pretty bleak. They are still trying to, and if you'd spent $273 million on an instrument, you would probably also try and, you know, regain contact with it. So the future is pretty sad. I mean, the hope is that they will maybe build a new satellite, fairly quickly. The detector technology is already there, but it's a pretty dark day, I'm afraid. Pretty sad news, I'm afraid.
How often does this kind of thing happen, that instruments that are sent up into space go AWOL or explode?
Well, explode is kind of rare. You generally build in a lot of redundancy into systems. You build in a lot of safeguards so that if this sort of thing happens, you can get in contact with it and shut it down. I can tell you immediately, so Kepler, another very famous mission that was in the news very recently, also lost contact with NASA, but that's now been summoned, as it were, and is now back hopefully doing science in the next few months. And they don't know the cause of that, but it was nothing like as damaging as what happened to Hitomi. Also, XMM Newton, another X-ray satellite, they lost contact with that. So it does happen. You know, these things are incredibly complicated bits of kit, and they're in the most harsh environment we can possibly imagine. So bad things have a tendency to happen, sadly.
And in terms of the research that's been done, how long did it take to build this instrument? Has it been a massive setback in terms of the science?
To build the detector, not so much, because it's been proven. I should mention that although it was only in orbit for a few weeks, it has actually done some science. And the belief is, I mean, I can't say, I'm not at liberty to do so, but the science it will do from that data is incredible. Absolutely jaw-droppingly beautiful.
So just from those few weeks up there, it's managed to get
some good
stuff.
It's done some fantastic stuff. It really has. It's so sad that we lost something that could do that sort of science. And in terms of making a satellite, you plan decades in advance. We're planning for an instrument called Athena that's going to be launched in 2028. And that got greenlit a couple of years ago. So it's a very, very long road to putting a satellite into orbit to do this science.
Not one for scientists with short attention spans.
Really not, no.
Thanks very much, Matt.